WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Many people have a specific idea of what a lockdown looks like. Melissa Shea, spokeswoman for St. Joseph Hospital in Bryan, says Sunday night's lockdown wasn't out of the ordinary. She says police were watching an ER patient and were simply paying closer attention to visitors as they came and left. Shea says the term lockdown is commonly used in hospital settings and all other operations were business as usual. An employee of the College Station Walmart remains jailed after his arrest at the store Saturday night on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Witnesses told police there was an altercation between the employee, 47-year-old Larry Martin, and the father of his grandchild. According to the arrest report, store video showed Martin shoving the other man, causing him to fall into a display stand. After the two traded punches, Martin is accused of pulling out a knife with a 3-inch blade. The victim pushed a nearby shopping cart between them and ran away. Neither man had any injuries that required medical attention. Assaults on the Blinn and A&M campuses last week bring up safety reminders that can be applied anywhere. University Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says one tip is to walk in groups, especially at night.
If they are by themselves, to pay attention to their surroundings. If they're on their cell phone, be mindful of what's around them as well by looking behind them to the sides in different areas as they approach up to buildings or areas where you have a change in landscape or lighting.
Barone also asked victims to contact law enforcement as quickly as possible, which was done in both incidents, neither of which involved serious injuries. More than 4,000 Texas 4-H members and leaders have returned to College Station for the annual 4-H Roundup. Coordinator Kyle Merton says there are more than 50 competitive events and more than $2 million in scholarships will be awarded.
These are the future leaders of our community. These are the individuals that are going to hold our elected offices and then are going to be the people that individuals go to for advice because of their leadership capacity. And so we're just so proud when these kids all come together. It's a great networking opportunity for them to make new friends and build new relationships.
The roundup continues through Thursday. Some of the events are open to the public. More information is online at WTAW.com. Among those following the recent announcement that power plants have to reduce carbon emissions is BTU. General Manager Gary Miller says BTU is a co-owner of the coal-fired Gibbons Creek Power Plant near Carlos.
Well, we have done some things at that plant in the last several years to help with this situation. So we may actually end up being okay. We just really don't know at this point in time.
Miller says the administration of the new EPA regulations will be done by the state. The EPA announced state officials have at least 3 years to develop a plan, which by the year 2030 is supposed to cut carbon emissions by 39%. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 78 degrees. We'll have more news at 8:30 or on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For years, I've been telling folks that Prosperity's the best bank in Texas and Oklahoma. Now I can say it's more than that. Forbes.com has ranked Prosperity number one in their 2014 rating of the best banks in America, a repeat of Prosperity's 2012 rating. But those real bankers at Prosperity still recognize me and know my name just like a community bank. The big bank with your community's bank inside. Prosperity Bank, where you'll find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
Summertime, getting out and enjoying it, something that you want to do. And if you need some furniture to make it even more enjoyable, Amish Furniture for Generations has outdoor furniture for you. Now, in all the talk that we've always done about Amish Furniture for Generations, we talk about solid wood furniture, and they do have solid wood outdoor furniture, but they also have some that's made of synthetic fabrics, synthetic materials, that is, and still lasts just as long, still looks just as great. That's one of the things that Kent decided he would do is add for outdoor furniture that look. But more than chairs, you know, Adirondack chairs or whatever style chairs you're looking for, tables, benches, they have those. They also have other sorts of lattice work and outdoor accessories that can be available for you for outdooring it and enjoying it. So stop by Amish Furniture for Generations and see that. And, of course, when it comes to the indoor furniture, you know that story. It's bench-built, handcrafted, solid wood furniture. They will customize it to your specifications. You can buy it as it appears. The wood, the finish, your choice. And again, special features that you have added. You'll buy furniture at Amish Furniture for Generations differently than you do anyplace else. And the chances are really good that you're going to leave Amish Furniture for Generations knowing more about how quality furniture is made and why it does stand the test of time. Located on Boonville Road, just down from Kroger on Boonville Road in Bryan, that's at the Boonville Shopping Center. See the awning, the black and white awning, you know you're at Amish Furniture for Generations. Amish Furniture for Generations, furniture that's built to last for generations to come.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
811 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
The chance for showers and thunderstorms will grow as the day goes on. Temperatures will reach 85 to 90 through the afternoon. We could have some showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows will fall back to 70 to 75. Partly sunny weather developing tomorrow, but there's still the chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon near 90. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Sunshine on Wednesday, highs Wednesday 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, I know Patrick has a real affinity for this guy, and I think he's pretty amazing, this Musk fella. he just continues to amaze folks. SpaceX. Gosh, he was a part of PayPal, too, wasn't he? Is that right? I think he had
Holy cow.
To do with that. Well, you know, SpaceX, which is to put rockets up in a more efficient way. Tesla Motors, which, you know, the electric cars that really sucked in the beginning, but he changed it, and it works okay.
Yeah.
He also, you know, looked at the high-speed rail system in California that they were trying to put together. He said that's not going to work, so he comes up with this thing called Hyperloop.
Oh, man, that is so cool. They don't have anything concrete on that. He just
said,
I have this idea. Make it work.
Exactly.
But that's a great idea.
And when he has a lot of money, and I don't know how much he's got, but he's got a lot of money. This is subsonic air travel, an air travel machine that would go about 350 miles from Los Angeles to east of San Francisco. And it would allow them to move from one place to the other in about 30 minutes without the hassle of the commercial airplanes. See what'll happen there. Now, is it you who told me that he's going to put the money up for Tesla's laboratory to be bought?
He didn't say it specifically, but the way it was, the questions that were posed before and what he said made it sound like he would be the sole funder of this museum.
There you go. All that to say this, that now he's about to deliver his first Tesla S-cars to the U.K., okay?
Look at that little S-car go.
Yeah, very nice.
Oh, wait a minute, do it again. No, right there.
Well, got to put that on a touchscreen. Anyway, so that's pretty cool that he's going to take that over to Britain so that they'll have electric cars. But now then he says this. I mean, this is just an amazing quote, because obviously Tesla is on the cutting edge when it comes to this kind of technology.
So lots of patents.
Yeah, without a doubt. So he's just decided, I may just free the patents up. Here's his quote. We don't want to cut a path through the jungle and lay a bunch of landmines behind us. I mean, wow.
Now, he's not 100%.
Well,
It is generous.
Yes.
Because they could make a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
But making it easier for other cars to compete means a stronger industry, which means more money potentially for them.
And he will take that, and he will. He'll make his share.
Right.
But again, if you have many people moving forward with the same force, you can get farther down the road, and I think that's what he's looking
Correct.
At. You know, I mentioned that just, we talk about that, but I'll mention just as an aside that years ago, decades ago, in the postage machine business, Pitney Bowes was forced to give up trade secrets.
Really?
Because their market share was so strong that they would have ended up being almost a sole provider in time. And so to the other companies, they had to share technology. Government forced them to do that so that their market share would not be so large. Yeah, here's a guy wanting to do it. Okay, on the other side of the spectrum, consumers will be able to customize a Moto X smartphone and test it out for 14 days. And Motorola says it's charging you a penny for the chance to do it. The one-day promotion, easily Motorola's most aggressive yet to try to stir up some new momentum, which means interest, for the Moto X. Numerous flash sales, sometimes throwaways, over the past years have not helped. Only a week ago, of course, Motorola announced its plans to close down its Texas factory. where it assembles the Moto X and send those duties overseas. So we'll see what's exactly going to happen, but the deal is the full retail cost of a Moto X is $349, but you get to try it for 14 days for a penny. Huh. See how that works out. Motorola remains a Google company as its pending sale to Lenovo. Is that who that is? Continues to push forward.
They're just crossing their fingers you drop it during those 14 days.
Yeah.
Come on.
In the toilet.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right, so we got that going. Officials in Devon, England, hunting for the owner of a tortoise that traveled nearly 300 miles in a truck and narrowly avoided being pulped. Their words. The turtle was likely picked up by curbside trash collectors and hauled to a waste depot. After hibernating in the piles of paper for several days, maybe he was just trying to get out. It may not have been hibernating. They don't move that fast, you know. Yeah, really. Carrying that damn house around with you. Anyway, after hibernating in the piles of paper for several days, the turtle was transferred into a truck to a recycling plant where it was discovered by workers just as it was about to be pulped. Oh, my God.
Oh, literally pulped.
Yeah. Whoa. would have been turtle guts in there. So anyway, we'll see how that works. Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, Sharknado has returned. You know, Sci-Fi has released the first teaser trailer for the upcoming sequel of the TV movie sensation starring Ian Ziering. Is that the person's name?
Yes.
Okay. Tara Reid and killer sharks being lifted from the ocean in Los Angeles.
I remember when she was a pretty decent actress.
Tara Reid, did some other work.
She wasn't spectacular, but she got worse, is my point.
Well, I got you. Soon she'll be straight to video. The the second one, aptly titled Sharknado 2, the second one, that's what it's called, brings the nautical horror to New York City now as the sharks take more than just a bite out of the Big Apple. In addition to these two great stars reprising their roles, the sequel also will feature such movie stars as Vivica A. Fox, Kelly Osbourne, Mark McGrath, Billy Ray Cyrus, Judah Freelander. He's the weird-looking guy from 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Andy Dick. Would you even want to be on the set with him?
No.
And then Judd Hirsch. So looking forward to that coming up. It ought to be great fun. Hello.
Hey, I own two tortoises, and they move faster than you think.
Is
and
that
big
right?
One.
How big
they're
are
like
they?
They're like 50 pounds.
Really?
But, you know, they don't have to go that far that fast anyway. They've got, what, 300-400 years to live.
Yeah, do you just put a wash tub over them to slow them down, or what do you do?
They live in tubs in our garage apartment right now.
Garage apartment? Whoa.
They have their own garage apartment.
Well, okay, the thing is they can't get down the stairs. Now, would they get to the stairs? Are they smart enough
to
get...
This is on the ground floor.
But
we put them out to graze, and husband's building a fence for them to move them around and stuff. But they have gotten out, and our neighbors have found them.
Can't they dig pretty well? I mean,
they can dig pretty good, but we fill them back in, and they dig them back up. It keeps us busy.
Do they have names?
Yes, Shelby and Speed Bump.
So I like Speed Bump. Okay, I understand that. Why Shelby?
Shelby, because S-H-E-L-L-Y.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, and then Speed Bump's the social butterfly.
How's that mean? What was that? What
yeah, how are you a social butterfly
as a turtle?
Listen,
he likes people. He follows us around the yard.
Slowly.
Shelby thinks he's Marco Polo. He disappeared for 7 weeks a few years ago.
Okay, and when did you start getting worried?
Immediately. We had flyers out, and one of the neighbors just walked out his door one day, and he says, he's in my yard.
Are they painted in any way or completely natural?
They're completely natural. My husband has now his cell phone number with a Sharpie.
Excellent.
We need a GPS for tortoises.
I was going to say, I guess I have to ask why.
Why?
Yeah.
They're interesting creatures.
Yeah, the world's full of interesting creatures. I'm just wondering how and why did these happen to become part of your family?
Well, I love tortoises. I always have. And my uncle, who lived in Nevada, also in Nevada, had two of them that lived under his house. And they were huge. And they had to be these sulcatas.
Okay.
And I used to ride them when I was a kid.
Wow. Was it like a lap turtle? I mean, would it sit and watch TV with you?
No, not really. But when they sold the house, the tortoises went with the house.
Right.
The people that bought the house.
The tortoises conveyed.
Yeah. You got the mineral rights and the tortoises. Got to go.
That's correct.
All right. And how long have you had them?
We've had Speed Bump about 3 years now.
Yeah.
And Shelby, we've had about 10 years.
How do you age them? How do you know?
Well, we know how old they are because the woman that gave us Speed Bump, he's 16 years old now, and Shelby's 14.
So they're not even teenagers in Turtle World, are
no,
they?
No, but they are becoming adults now. I think they're looking for girlfriends.
When they're 6 years old, they're like the terrible twos. Is that right?
Yeah,
they're messing around
true.
And doing all that stuff. Are you going to get another, or is two enough?
No, two is more than enough. We're looking for a home for Shelby.
Oh.
Does Shelby know?
Because if Shelby knows, you know, Shelby may just say, hey, forget it and go
find her. He's the one that's Marco Polo anyway.
Anyway, could be. Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
It's like this mother's brother's mom like you best.
This is an amazing show. I don't know. Sorry. Not us, it's the audience. I mean,
oh,
obviously.
Absolutely.
Tell me another radio show that just spent 4 minutes on tortoises. I'm just
saying. Father's Day is Sunday, June 15th, and a manly man like your father or husband needs a manly meal. Think crawfish boil, shrimp boil, or fish fry, and then think Fred and Fred's Seafood Market. They have all the seafood you need to plan a manly feast this Father's Day. If crawfish, blue crab, or soft shell crab sound good to you, place your order now and grab some oysters or king crab while you're there. And you can find free recipes on their Facebook page. Fred and Fred's Seafood Market on South College, just south of the farm patch.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Well, you know, Sioux Falls Prater, your home for John Deere, and they've got some special deals going on with equipment, but also they have some parts specials that are going on during the month of June. For instance, 200-count shop towels, $8.99. The regular price is $10.99. These are excellent for your grease and oil absorption, just jobs to have. I mean, and great to use. Again, a 200-count package, $8.99 is the special price. Now, what I want to tell you is that also you can find out about more different parts specials that Sioux Falls Prater has for you if you'll text JD Parts and the number 3 to the number 95577. Again, JD Parts and the number 3 to 95577. And you'll get more of those as well. They've also got utility containers that are priced specially, either in individuals or if you buy two, then you can really save money on those. And also, of course, they've got some great deals as far as equipment is concerned. They've got the Z445 starting at just $48.49. That's a 22-horsepower rig that'll work for you. Also, they've got the 550 XUV starting at $97.99. This is got your utility and brush protection, the front guard also, a poly roof, a cargo box rail, a rear bumper, 2-inch front receiver, got a hitch with recovery loops, all that. And it's a great price for you at just $71.49 right now at Sioux Falls Prater from the John Deere folks. So stop and see that. They've got special prices on attachments as well. If you're looking for a round baler, they have that, utility tractors, compact tractors, and we'll be telling you during the month of June about those specials. But know this again, get specials on parts by texting JD Parts and the number 3 to the number 95577. All that coming to you from your friends at Sioux Falls Prater.
Stocks appear poised for an early pullback. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The futures are pointing a little bit lower ahead of the Monday session on Wall Street. Merger news will get a lot of attention from investors. There are deals in the food product, pharmaceutical, and technology sectors. Tyson Foods won the bidding war for Hillshire Brands. Tyson will acquire the maker of Jimmy Dean sausages for $7.7 billion. Merck & Company is buying Idenix Pharmaceuticals in a deal valued at nearly $4 billion. Idenix makes hepatitis C treatments. Analog Devices is buying Hittite Microwave for $2 billion. Apple's 7-for-1 stock split was effective after the close of business on Friday. Apple shares are priced now at $92.22. And there was a small decline in business last month for McDonald's domestic restaurants. The fast food giant says sales for U.S. outlets open a year or more were down 1% from May of last year. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Find yourself worrying about those thinning areas or those dark or gray roots that appear within days of salon visits. Then you need Miracle Hair, the hair solution that covers those problem areas for the low price of only $24.95. Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors and blends with any hair type. In fact, it's guaranteed to look 100% natural. Call 800-659-5529 and we'll upgrade your order from a 30-day supply to a 75-day supply free. That's 800-659-5529. Call now.
Get more control.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic 1.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
It's what every dad wants for Father's Day. Well, at least this dad, anyway. How about a wild game dinner of quail and antelope, followed by port, bourbon, and cigars? I really can't think of anything more perfecter than that, and it's at Messinahoff. It's this coming Friday, June 13th. Now, it's not the usual Sunday of Father's Day, but it's Friday the 13th. If you or someone you know loves great wine, an incredible meal with game meats, and paired with Garrison Brothers bourbon as well, finished off with cigars from local Cavalier Cigars, then you need to call 778-WINE, extension 234. And make your reservation. Now, it's limited, so there's not just a ton of availability for this. So call today, 778-WINE, extension 234, for what quite possibly could be the most fantastic and perfect Father's Day ever. Again, 778-WINE, it's Messinahoff for Father's Day.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Today, what if all the creepy things you've ever dreamed the NSA can do to your phone are real? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Want some fun summer memories? Take a vacation, write that novel you've always dreamed about, and take tons of pictures. First, you better make sure that you have Carbonite. So many fun things to do during this summer. You think that you'll remember to back up your computer files? It's so easy to forget to do it, and in an instant, you can lose all of your irreplaceable files, all of your memories. That's why I use Carbonite to back up my files right to the cloud. I started using Carbonite before they were an advertiser on my national radio show. I did all my homework, and Carbonite was my absolute choice. So please make it yours today. Carbonite backs up your computer files at home and also at work for you, automatically and continually. It's so easy to start a free trial at Carbonite.com. You don't even need a credit card. It really, truly is a free trial. Use my name, Kim, and get 2 free bonus months with your purchase. That's Carbonite.com. And the offer code for 2 free bonus months is Kim. Carbonite.com, offer code Kim. Let's say you're in a position where you want absolute certainty that you're beyond government snooping. The first thing you might want to do is turn off your phone, right? Wrong. As it turns out, ex-spy Edward Snowden was right when he revealed that the NSA has the capability to make your phone look like it's off when in reality, it's secretly on. It's camera sending pictures, it's microphone transmitting all sounds, and it's processor providing your exact GPS location. But there is one easy-to-use telltale sign that the phone's not off. An unpowered phone is cool to the touch. If it's warm, there's no question, it's on. The only one way to be absolutely sure that your phone is off and remains off is to remove the battery, which in all new smartphones is no longer an easy task. Read more and get the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at Commando.com. That's Komando.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Come celebrate the legendary Dixie Chicken's 40th birthday Saturday, June 14th with drink specials, live music, and the back porch style atmosphere. Live music starts at 11 and features Rose Hill, Clayton Gardner, Dub Miller, headliner Roger Krager, and more. Be on hand as the chicken celebrates 40 years as Northgate's longest running tradition with drink specials and the classic Dixie Chicken burgers. That's Saturday, June 14th, kicking off at 11 with live music on the back porch at the Dixie Chicken.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. $1 million economic impact is hitting the Twin Cities with this week's visit by more than 4,000 4-H Texas members and others associated with the annual Texas 4-H Roundup. Coordinator Kyle Merton says members have been working all year on more than 50 categories of events, including a growing number in competitive cooking.
Our food challenge is our fastest and our largest event now these days. It's based upon the Iron Chef concept, in which individuals get some mystery ingredients and then they create a nutritious dish and make a presentation based upon it.
Roundup is also big into STEM projects involving science, technology, engineering, and math.
We've got a poster competition. We'll also have some robotic stuff that we'll be doing throughout the week. So there's just so many different opportunities that kids can do outside the livestock realm and the ag realm we have some really phenomenal kids that come through our program.
Online at WTAW.com is more information, including a link to the event schedule where some activities are open to the public. Bryan-based BTU is among the power producers in Texas affected by new federal regulations to reduce carbon emissions. General Manager Gary Miller says the EPA has left to the state how that will be done.
I think one of the things that we have going for us in Texas is that we've got so much wind, so much, and also some solar. That's one of the reasons why we're one of the lower emitters. And so I think it'll be a little bit easier for us as a state to implement and these reductions if it comes to that.
Miller says if the new regulations force the early closure of coal plants, that puts an additional strain on the state's already stressed power grid.
Looking towards the future, this really says that natural gas is the fuel of choice. I mean, that's really kind of what this says. And you still want to put on as much renewables as you can. Nuclear is really not an option at this time, so that really just leaves natural gas as the fuel for the future right now.
BTU is a co-owner of the coal-fired Gibbons Creek Power Plant near Carlos, along with ownership of plants powered by natural gas, and buys power from solar and wind farms. Reports of a lockdown at St. Joseph Hospital in Bryan just after 8 last night are clarified. Hospital spokeswoman Melissa Shea says the term lockdown is commonly used in hospital operations. Last night's incident had an ER patient held by police who simply watched visitors more closely during that time. Two Bryan sisters spent most of the weekend in jail accused of assaulting each other. Police were sent Saturday night to the Riverstone Apartments on Broadmoor. Both women told officers an argument started over family issues, leading to the physical contact that resulted in both of them being arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, which was a metal candlestick holder. 39-year-old Laquita Jones wound up in the emergency room for a treatment of a laceration, then went to jail along with 43-year-old Yvetta Jones. A cousin who attempted to intervene left the apartment and called police. Assault cases are reported on almost a daily basis to police in Bryan and College Station, but reports are much fewer on the A&M and Blinn campuses. In light of assault incidents on two consecutive days last week, University Police Lieutenant Alan Barone asks victims and witnesses to let them know as soon as possible.
We also encourage individuals that if they do see any kind of suspicious activity to report that immediately to the police. In this case, the victims, they reported this incident to the police immediately. which allowed us to obtain some detailed information and as well as send out a crime alert to the campus community alerting them to this offense.
In both of last week's assaults, neither victim was seriously injured. Texas Senator Ted Cruz rattled the Fort Worth Convention Center with a ringing call to restore America's freedoms. Cruz was the keynote speaker for the annual Texas Republican Convention. Wrapping up the gathering Saturday night, Cruz called for the abolishment of the IRS and freedom for an American pastor being held in Iran.
Because Texans have led the way defending freedom and to restore the American dream, we together choose freedom. Thank you and God bless you.
Earlier in the day, Senator Ted Cruz won the GOP straw poll for presidential candidates. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul came in second, and Texas Governor Rick Perry came in fourth. Texas Democrats meet later this month in Dallas. One group wants the state to change its policy on which media outlets can witness executions. Two of the five media seats in the cramped viewing area are permanently reserved, one for the Associated Press and the other for the Huntsville Item. The Texas Prison System's Jason Clark says the others can only be filled by reporters from where the crime took place or where the victim lived.
The system is in place and is designed to ensure that those communities that have been impacted by this crime have the ability to witness executions.
Paul Wattler, the former president of the Freedom of Information Foundation of Texas, says that often leaves seats open.
There's five places there for the media. Many instances there would be five interested members of the media willing to attend.
He says there was a time in Texas history when executions were carried out by counties, and this policy reminds him of that era. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. We'll have more news at noon or on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is Best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your Best of the Brazos.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
It's 8:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
The chance for showers and thunderstorms will grow as the day goes on. Temperatures will reach 85 to 90 through the afternoon. We could have some showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows will fall back to 70 to 75. Partly sunny weather developing tomorrow, but there's still the chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon near 90. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Sunshine on Wednesday, highs Wednesday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, I hate to be the one to break the bad news to you, but it appears now that Jennifer Lopez will not be performing at the opening ceremonies of the World Cup.
My hopes are dashed.
I know. FIFA officials announced on Sunday that Ms. Lopez has withdrawn from the festivities and will not perform the official song, We Are One, with rapper Pitbull and singer Claudia somebody from Brazil.
Sponsor Brown?
Sure, why not? The governing body blamed unspecified production issues. Oh, she was probably being a pill or a diva. So as a result, we won't have that.
Okay. I'm just concerned. Are they even going to have the stadium done?
Oh, are they still working on it?
I don't know. I hadn't heard. They were concerned. They were still looking for backup places to hold the World Cup.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, didn't know that. And again, I'm not really plugged into that.
No.
I mean, I know that the United States had a friendly game the other day, like a practice
game.
Oh,
well, then maybe they are done. Who knows?
Well, it's so, you know, and I don't know who these people are, but, you know, like I saw, so some guy scores a goal, and so everybody goes crazy, you know, USA, and they hold up their scarves, which are really popular in Florida where they're playing this, you know, USA, USA. I'm going, you know, do they get that excited about their country, or are they just excited because this guy scores a goal? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, I hate to.
Both.
I hate to be that.
All of the above.
Come on.
Okay.
Soccer's an enjoyable sport.
It is a.
It's a well-followed sport outside of America.
Right. Boring, boring, boring. Ah, boring, boring, boring,
boring,
boring. Okay. No, I do. I enjoy soccer. No, I know that. It is. It's very popular. You're exactly right. These guys make a lot of money.
Would you have more fun if it was like football level scores?
No, I wouldn't. No, I like it like that. It's true.
And honestly, if you count the number of touchdowns, that's almost like a soccer game.
It could very
you get
well
six,
be.
You get oh. 6 or 7 points.
And believe me, I enjoyed defensive baseball and soccer. Ah. I mean, defensive baseball and football much more than offensive. I mean, I do. But yeah, lots of cultures celebrate a pregnant woman's voluptuous figure. Unfortunately, U.S. America apparently is not one of them. The Stir.com reports a maternity chain called A Pea in a Pod. Do we have one of those here? Do you know? I don't know.
I don't believe so.
Okay, anyway, under fire for carrying two T-shirts with less than flattering comments about the expectant lady's shape. One reads, "Wake me up when I'm skinny."
Oh,
and the other one is emblazoned with, "I miss my waist." I don't get that. Understandably, a few ladies are upset over the novelty items, presumably because human being is tough enough. Have to worry about squeezing into a size 2 all the time. Pregnant lady who we had as a guest not too long ago, she's pretty far along in her pregnancy, and it said at the bottom, "Still loading," which was pretty cute. That's not bad.
Yeah, I love that one.
Anyway, so we got that going on. So the, I don't know, I like the Tony Awards. I always have, because of all the award shows. You know those people ain't lip-syncing.
Nope.
You know that they're actually singing.
They do it every night.
They can come up and they can actually give a speech. I mean, they really can without reading it off a teleprompter. They're a little out there sometimes. There's no doubt about that. But, it's just, I watched this show last night, and I have not seen Wolverine at all. Have not seen it. I just know it stars this guy named Hugh Jackman. This guy is incredible. He is an amazing talent.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, he plays it. Go ahead.
And for all intents and purposes, looks like a really, really good guy.
I think he is. Yeah, it would appear. Anyway, he seems to, you know, play that superhero thing and then just sings and dances his butt off. I mean, he is really amazing. Hello.
Well, here's a unsolicited review of the George Strait show.
Oh, tell me that. Yes, I want to talk about that.
Well, my daughter surprised me with tickets, so we went up there, and it's quite the zoo getting in that place, 105,000 people.
Wow.
And George came out. We didn't know what the format was. Asleep at the Wheel opened for a fantastic hour, and then at 7:30, not knowing what exactly was going to happen, George came out, and he was on stage for 3 hours straight.
Good night.
And you still didn't hear all of his hits.
Not even.
Yeah. That's.
And he had his son come out and sing one with him, I think, for the first time ever.
Wow.
And so then at about 10:30, you know, they cut all the lights out. They all went off. But it was a staged encore. They came back out with every one of his guests. So then they finished with about a 15-minute finale. So, yeah, there was a... That was a lot of on stage time for George.
Outstanding. Well, you know, not doing it anymore. Cowboy Rides Away tour. Cool. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yep. Hello. Anyway, other caller can call back. They may have been talking about the Tonys. Yeah, that was. I think Clip Howard was there. He texted out a photo. I didn't even know what was going on. I texted back. Well, where is that?
Golly.
I have to say, though, my wife and I, the wife at the time, and I actually danced to George Strait live one time, so that was kind of fun.
Ooh.
But, yeah, that was a long time ago. Anyway, so they have this thing last night. And, again, and whatever happened to that Doogie Howser kid? Golly, he just went weird.
Yeah, his new performance was starting the week I was in New York, and just the pictures of that were disturbing.
Oh, it was, yeah. That was on about an hour early. Shouldn't have been doing that. But there's this lady named Audra McDonald who has won 6 Tony Awards now, which is pretty amazing. I mean, nobody's won more than 3 Academy Award, Best Actor Academy Award, you know, individual awards. And by the way, you know who that is, right? No. Only actor to win 3 Academy Awards?
No.
Best acting? Yeah. Walter Brennan.
You are...
yeah, Grandpa McCoy. Yeah, that's
get out of here.
I'm not kidding you. And Bryan Cranston with Hair, he won a Tony. He plays Lyndon Johnson in a play on Broadway. So there you go. One of the cool things, because I had it on and I was wandering through the house, one of the cool things was Hugh Jack. Well, I mean, I was watching it some, but I was watching the baseball game. You know,
I'm just picturing you spaced out, just sort of bouncing off.
No, I wasn't doing that. No. Hugh Jackman pointed out that the opening number in The Music Man sounded like a rap song. So who came out but T.I. and LL Cool J, and they did a song from The Music Man as a rap?
What is it? I got to find that.
And in one category last night, I mean, I hate to go on, but in one category, Jackman sang a song naming all of the nominees. I mean, it's a different kind of show. It really was. Anyway, but it's some of it's a little bit out there. I'd have preferred to see George Strait, too. But I didn't know it was going
on. They didn't
on.
Televise that.
I didn't have tickets. I know. A homicide detective in New Orleans accused of writing a message in blood at a murder scene.
Ooh.
Yeah. Police detective Charles Haffaker, reportedly an artist in his spare time, he's accused of tapping into the artistic side while investigating a homicide over the Memorial Day weekend, allegedly wrote a message at the scene using the blood of the murder victim.
Creepy!
As a result, Charlie has been decommissioned and reassigned to a desk job. In his defense, he says, quote, I use art to bring the violence I experience on a daily basis to the forefront of the more cultivated art world. Yeah, okay, fine. Okay. Charlie needs to be on a desk job, I'm thinking. Charlie needs to be on a desk job. Oh, and by the way, we're going to go back and revisit something we talked about last week because I geeked out on the internet, and I got a side of Vincent Price you never knew about. We'll see if we can find that in a minute.
Mowing. Everyone has to do it, but no one wants to waste time on the weekend to get it done, at least not until now. Hi, this is David with Kairos Truck Center, cutting your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. The zeros are still in effect with zero down, 0% interest on every zero-turn Ferris, Hustler, and Cub Cadet in stock. At Kairos, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Okay, now I've told you about some of the technology that goes into Sleep Number beds. Hi, by the way, my name is Kevin O'Connor, and my sleep number, recently anyway, has been 70. That's one of the technologies, because you can change the firmness or the softness of the bed independently of your partner, which is called dual air technology. They've got that. They've got dual temperature technology, so one side of the bed can be cooler than the other side, and now they've got a thing called Sleep IQ. It's technology that's absolutely remarkable. It's just one plug into your Sleep Number bed, and it feeds an app on your phone that tells you how long you slept, how well you slept, and as important as sleep is, it's really kind of nice to see. And now after having this for a couple weeks, you can kind of start seeing patterns where maybe you can eliminate some of the sleep problems that you may not have known about before. The sensors work directly with this dual air technology inside the bed and track your sleeping. To see more on the Sleep IQ, to get your own sleep number, it's real easy. Just go to the Sleep Number store. It's on Texas Avenue, right across from Specs and Chick-fil-A. They'll lay you down, they'll get you comfortable, and they'll look at your sleep number. Again, mine's 70 right now, but that can change. And yours could too. So find out more. Go to the Sleep Number store.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
News Talk 1620 WTW. I couldn't find it right now because last week we on D-Day we ran a small snippet and let you know that the entire archive of the broadcast day from CBS was on a place called archive.org,
which is like the coolest site ever.
Well, it is, and that's when I geeked out on that, and I don't know what I was doing, but decided to go look at old television shows and old television commercials, and I found a 17-minute commercial for the Vincent Price art collection that was available at Sears. You could go to Sears and buy works of art that were chosen by Vincent Price. And it's just, it's whacked out. It's just whacked out.
For 17 minutes.
And to have him, have him sitting there earnestly looking into the camera saying, you know, one of my great loves is art, bringing to the people something I was wanting to do. And now I've partnered with the store that reaches more people than anyone in the world, Sears. And
you know,
at a time
is.
That was true. But
there, anyway. He was a serious art collector, and it was funny, right after we talked about that, I was listening to an old radio show with him in it, and it was about his art collection.
Yeah.
It was written into that part of the story.
It was strange. By the way, talking about George Strait, the previous record for a concert in U.S. America, 87,500. That was in the Louisiana Superdome in 1981 with the Rolling Stones.
Wowzer.
So there you go. George pops the Stones pretty good on
six
that one.
Six figures.
Yeah. The debut of The Fault in Our Stars overpowered everybody, all the special effects, Tom Cruise thing, and all that other stuff over the weekend. It's a pretty interesting story. Kids who meet in a cancer support group. And what I like about the story is it's actually caused kids to pick up books again, young people to pick up books and actually read the books. And again, e-books are fine, but the whole concept of actually reading to get the story is neat, and they've been able to do this. You know, for my money, this is better than the Twilight series or what Harry Potter does, because this is a real story about real people. It's a love story type thing, you know, like one of them dies and all that stuff. As long as you know they're going. Oh, what? Like that's a spoiler. We knew that was going to happen.
Just how quickly you glossed over that.
Yeah, one of them dies. No, I'm not. But, I mean, it goes through that part of it as well, obviously. Anyway, did $48 million, which is great business. Maleficent was number two at 33, and Tom Cruise, which is basically Groundhog Day with people dying all the time.
That's the way I heard it described.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much what it is. It's about $29 million.
How does he stay looking so young?
Scientology.
No, I'm wondering. That's wrong. No, that's wrong. Anyway, they put Vaseline on the lens, and what it does is it smooths out the wrinkles. They used to do that, you know.
I know.
I'm just saying. Well, you'd know that. Of course you would. Anyway, if you think you spot the Queen of Soul in Walmart, you might be right. Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin told the New York Post that for exercise, she walks in the biggest Walmarts in whatever town she's in and does it at least three times a week.
Can you imagine?
Says she's got to get in about a mile each time, and if it's too crowded, Aretha says she'll just find the aisles that are empty. When she's in New York City, Aretha doesn't stop to talk to fans. She said, I don't like to break my stride. She's working on her new album. Be out in July.
I just can't imagine bumping into Aretha.
Imagine bumping into.
Okay,
I can't imagine bumping into Aretha Franklin.
Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At ProFlowers, we think predictability is boring, so we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our best-selling 100 spring blooms for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase with every order. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7373. That's proflowers.com, secret code 7373.
You want your car to be running right and doing as it should all the time, and you know part of that has to do with the suspension in your vehicle and the folks who are specialists in that, BCS Tires and Lifts. If you want to level your ride, if you want to lift your ride, they can do that for you. But most importantly, no matter what, you want to make sure that your vehicle's suspension is behaving just the way that it should. And since they are specialists in the suspension world as well as tires, the folks at BCS Tires and Lifts can help you with that. Because sometimes your tires don't last as long, and you may think it's because you bought a cruddy tire, but it may not be that. If your shocks or your ball joints or your tie rods are bad, then that can cause your ride to not be as good or last as long as it should. Also, alignment is a problem. Well, because they are pros at BCS Tires and Lifts, they can make sure that all of that is working right as well. Speaking of pros, they're part of the Tire Pro Network. That's 30,000 dealers across the nation who can help you when there's service or tire issues for stuff that you've bought. They're just a phone call away. You get a 1-800 number, and you've got assurance when you're out on the road. By the way, you can stop by and see the folks at BCS Tires and Lifts. They're located on Texas Avenue, 2319 Texas Avenue South. That's just down from the Outback Steakhouse on Texas. You can call them at 696-3200. They're a locally owned store. They offer free rotates and free air checks, free alignment. And also, if they need to take you to work while they work on your vehicle, they'll do that too. That's BCS Tires and Lift. Stop in and see them.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
It's time to vote for the best the Brazos Valley has to offer. It's the 14th year for the best of the Brazos, and it's your chance to vote for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. So what are your favorite places for dining, banking, buying a car, and health and wellness? You can vote on the web now at bestofthebrazos.com. Click bestofthebrazos.com. Vote now in the 14th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Do you rinse your dishes before you put them in the dishwasher?
Sometimes.
Yes. Okay. Got the yes and sometimes. Well, when you're clearing the table, leave some leftovers for the dishwasher. That's right. Rinsing all the food off first poses a few problems. First of all, it's a waste of time and a waste of water, according to these people. Secondly, your dishwashing detergent wants to attack that food. And if the dishes are too clean, the detergent goes directly to work on your glassware, and that'll usually leave a cloudy film.
Yeah.
That's why I use Solo cups. And here's some other
disposable
tips.
Disposable everything.
That's right. Here's some other tips from the manufacturer. Powdered detergent is more effective than liquid or tablets. Okay.
Well, isn't the tablet just compressed powder?
Well, I'm not sure about that. It could be that it doesn't break up. And how about those things that are in that plastic-ishy typey thingy that you do now?
Yeah. Oh, that's what I use. I think it's just the powder that.
Do you know how expensive that is per use?
I don't know.
It's really expensive. I'm just saying, but that's okay.
I mean, I think I did the math.
Do whatever you want to. It's fine. Well, and again, I don't know. Is that something that you
buy
generically?
We definitely got the budget ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that something that you buy generically? I'm not sure. Okay. But I mean, but should you?
I don't know.
Yeah. End up having that discussion. And you do, of course, at the dinner
table. So many other things I research.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Don't these look like they have a cloudy film on them?
Detergent was way down there.
The normal cycle is best. Skip the pots and pans setting. And if you're around, open your dishwasher as soon as it's finished. Yeah, we do that.
Yeah, we do that. We don't have that. We don't do the heating.
Yeah, you let the steam escape, and your dishes dry faster in about 10 minutes, generally, is how they do that. And okay, tines up or tines down?
Up.
I do down.
But we have the little lid that goes over the top. You slide the handle down inside of that so it just sort of holds them upright.
Oh, okay.
So they don't nest together.
Okay, I understand. Yep. Should your kids get an allowance? Kids out there go, Dad, quick, turn the radio.
It generically or earning?
Well, Tom Hensky of Lennox Advisors says, he explains that, yes, having the spending money is a good practice for life. You wouldn't send your child to play tennis without a racket. You can't expect them to appreciate the value of money without actually having any. But, no, I agree with you. Are you just handing them money, or are they doing stuff? He says it's better not to attach the allowance to chores. He suggests giving them $1 a week for each year of their age. So,
that's
in other words,
your
college graduate gets $24 a week. Good for them. All right.
I pretty promptly stopped after graduation.
Yeah, I hear
high
you.
School graduate.
6-year-old will have $6 per week to save, spend, invest, or donate. They can spend it on anything they want. This is a practice. It's okay to make mistakes. It's better to do it now, obviously, than when you're talking about a few $1,000s. I got that.
We had a system. We had calendars on our doors, and my parents would put up little red marks, and they'd tally up the red marks, and we'd lose $1 for each one of those at the end of the week.
Oh, wow!
And they used to they'd count up 1, 2, whatever I was doing. I was supposed to stop by the time they were done counting, and at one point I just stared at them blankly and said, "How are you counting this time?"
Oh my gosh. How'd that go over?
Well, they said, I'm probably a paddling then.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
Then they started counting down from five.
Okay. All right, they learned.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun. Yeah, watch out for that one. He's a troublemaker.
Yeah.
All right, let me see. On this date in history, in 1790, the Philadelphia Spelling Book by John Barry became the first book to be copyrighted in U.S. America. We don't need those anymore. We got that.
Copyrights, I agree.
Charles Dickens died on this date, and he was 58 years old. Secretariat Became the first Triple Crown winner in 25 years by winning the Belmont Stakes in 1973. Obviously, California Chrome faded badly. Sure, the owner griped about that.
Oh, he was griping again yesterday.
Forget it. Give it up. Just give it up, buddy.
It's not fair. He didn't race in the other two races.
And on this date in 1943, the government began withholding money from our patrons.
Oh, thank you for that.
Yes, it was so much easier that way. You see, that way it's already on a pay-as-you-go situation. Yeah. Back tomorrow. WTAW, College Station Bryan. It's 9 o'clock.